listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. Coles has told us it's not transitioning its supermarkets to cashless transactions, but it is being impacted by industry-wide challenges with cash movements. Now, the supermarket giant has responded to reports overnight of stores being told to accept cards only over Easter because of a pause to cash movements by Armaguard. It's no longer a search and rescue effort, unfortunately, but a recovery mission for the six people missing after that bridge collapse in Baltimore on Tuesday. The White House says its heart goes out to the families while the ship's data record has been collected for investigations and the crew will be interviewed today. Fewer Aussie kids are being thrown into the youth justice system now. A new Institute of Health and Welfare reports revealed a 20% drop in 2022-23 compared to 4 years before. Spokesperson Amanda Donges says there's also been a drop in the amount of First Nations kids in the system.
The number of First Nations young people aged 10 and over who are under youth justice supervision on an average day has decreased by 11%.
Aussies could soon have mortgages that track along with official interest rates and receive mandatory compensation for late flights. It's all part of a push from a parliamentary committee to ramp up competition between businesses down under. Experts say a lack of competition can be blamed for Australia's lagging productivity by global standards. And Queen Camilla has given an update on Princess Kate after she went public with her cancer diagnosis. She's told royal fans the Princess of Wales is thrilled by all the kind wishes and support she's received from the public.